Promise is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that helps homeless families. So our program has been here for a little over 4.5 years, and we have helped like 17 families, most of those being children, and you do have to have a child to get into the program.
Sure.
So our program runs strictly on grants and donations. We don't take any government funding or anything like that right now. So these fundraisers and different individual donations and things are just extremely important for us. So this event coming up, this fundraiser, we are just really hoping that we can get a good turnout. We did it for our first time last year, and it was for our first time. I felt like it was pretty good, but we're trying to double the numbers on that. And it's just a really fun event, a time for families to come out and just have fun. It's not a race. It's just to bring families together and enjoy some time.
You know, and you're going on a bicycle too, so it's kind of leisurely. And you just might accidentally see some things that you've been driving past when you've been in town because you're so laser focused on the road and going to where you're going. Like, oh, wow, I didn't notice that there. It's a great way to kind of reconnect with your town, too.
Yes, yes. It's definitely a kind of unique style of bike ride, I guess you will say, because there is stops along the way that are unique to Bartlesville. And so kind of gives you a chance to see those if you never have, or if you just have never gotten close enough to see those in person. So
now, where are we starting this out?
This will be starting at Looking Sharp Laundry and Cleaning Service.
And everybody knows where that is. And, of course, so you can sign up on the day of, but it sure would be nice for planning purposes if you're thinking about this and thinking hard about it. Go ahead and commit online.
Yes, we have, it's on our Facebook page, which is Family Promise of Washington County, Oklahoma. And then it's on our website, which is www.familypromisewc-ok.org. And there's a just a little tab that says Tour to Beeville, and you can click on that, and it goes through Eventbrite, and you go on there and register. And each person will get a T-shirt. And so, yeah, it's pretty easy, and but you can sign up the day of. The weather looks like it's supposed to be pretty decent. Let's hope. Oh yes,
it is. 77 degrees. I'll take that in a heartbeat.
Yes, I will too.
Man. Now, once again, as we get back to the families that you're helping, I want everyone to know that you might be just two or three paychecks away from really being in dire straits, and especially if you don't have the support of an extended family nearby. Many people these days, we branch out and we leave home, younger folks, and maybe sometimes when you get just a, you know, toward the middle age, you're an empty nester. And the kids have all gone. Well, you know, where's your support system?
That's exactly right.
And like I said, two or three paychecks down the road, you could really be in a world of hurt, and you might not qualify for other places, but you might qualify with Family Promise.
Yes, there is some things you have to do to qualify for the program. You do have to be able to pass a drug screening and a background check.
Sure.
That's first and foremost. And then if a family is able to pass those things, then we bring them in for an intake. And that intake can take a couple of hours to go through. It's just kind of letting me go through their history, kind of what landed them in this that situation, just so I can better understand the families and what we're working with. And then if we feel like they're a good fit for the program, we'll bring them into the program usually within 24 to 48 hours.
That's great. That's great, because time is of the essence. And, you know, there are so many good families I've seen this happen to. You would never believe a day in your life that tragedy could strike so swiftly and so relentlessly, and through no fault of their own. I mean, they're just drifting out there, like someone off a ship, just drifting on, just hanging by the nails, trying to get by.
And we've actually really had hard. Several families like that
I bet.
Just kind of fell in a hard spot, whether it be, you know, some sort of medical something that happened, whether it be a divorce, whether it be that you know, their family just wasn't there, you know, and just landed them in a tough situation, a loss of a job, mm-hmm. and didn't have the support to, you know, help them through that. So it's just, like you said, I mean, it could happen to any one of us that didn't have support behind us.
That's true. I mean, I remember back when, before our jobs came back, many of the jobs were going overseas, jobs that men and women thought that they were going to have for the rest of their lives, like their parents did. Mm-hmm. You know, get that pension, boom, you know, life's groovy. Well, somewhere along the way, they kept showing up for work, but their work wasn't there. Right. And that landed them in that kind of a hot soup. How can people find out more about you? We mentioned that you have a Facebook page. Do you have a website page?
We do have a website page, and that's www.familypromisewc-ok.org. And you can always look us up on that. We are a part of a national organization.
Oh, you are.
So the headquarters for that started in New Jersey. And so we do have over 200 affiliates across country. So
you have your support network.
Yes, yes. We have four of us in Oklahoma, though. Mm-hmm. We have Bartlesville, and then we have Shawnee, Lawton, and we have Tulsa that just recently joined. I guess it's been about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot more end up coming around, but we do have quite a bit of Family Promises to help people.
Now, Ashley, between you and me here, there's only a couple hundred thousand people listening. What drew you to this type of work?
You know, I've always had a passion for helping.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I graduated college, I've went right into some sort of, you know, helping field. It's just kind of maybe by nature.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was a big community advocate. And even when I can remember growing up with her and her, you know, as a teenager, dragging me to things that she just was going to have me volunteer for without even asking. I was just going to go and volunteer.
She volunteered you.
as a teenager. And you can imagine how that is. As uh-huh. a teenager, you're kind of like, do I have to? And anyway, so I just kind of think it came, you know, just in the family. And like I said, once I graduated and I was a director for an early Head Start when I first was fresh out of college. And from then on, it was just, I was always in the helping field. I just had a passion for it. And, you know, I think that just came by natural.
Wow. That is amazing. You know, this field that you're in, it's not for everyone.
It is not for everyone. No, it's definitely challenging.
It is definitely challenging. But right now, we are working on this for people to participate in the big bike event coming up this weekend in order to make it a little less of a challenge, at least financially anyway, because when we do help one another, there are resources, and resources oftentimes cost money.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we have the choo coming up here. And yeah, I can't do French. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I used to get stumbled up on it all the time because it just doesn't flow, right?
Tour de Beeville, and it's going to start out at Looking Sharp. And this is a
Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Registration starts at 9 and the bike mm-hmm. ride starts at 10.
This is going to be great. So watch for the bike riders, folks. And if you can't join them, at least wave at them as they go by. And if people want to pledge some support, that you can do that. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to be opposed for someone to make a donation.
Not at all. Not at all.
And how can they make a donation to the Family Promise?
So if you want to make a donation, you can either mail in a check. We do have a place on our website as well that says donate, and you can go on there, and we have PayPal and a couple of other options to donate through our website. So if you're interested in donating but you can't be at the bike ride, that's, you know, we would love that too.
And of course, you can read more about it on the website that we mentioned earlier. And if this is something that you want to make part of your annual giving, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think Ashley is going to say no.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. So this helps a lot of people get back to where they were. Because mm-hmm. sometimes, boy, I tell you, when a family does hit that rough patch, just getting back to where they were sometimes seems to take forever. forever.
It does.
And this will make sure that, you know, you're flying right.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing things that aren't going to derail you any further.
Right.
And it puts you in a position of at least competition to get back into the game.
Yeah, and you're surrounded by love.
That goes a long way.
We use churches in our program, and we have 10 churches that are involved right now. Mm-hmm. And those churches are there to love on these families and show hospitality and just support for them. And we've actually had some families that have come through the program that have joined one of the churches that have been a part of this organization because they felt that connection, or they felt just some sort of love through one of those churches. And so that's huge as well. Our churches are just, I mean, they're amazing.
They are.
And it's a big part of our program.
And you know something? Churches love being churches. And sometimes there are those who try to get in the way of churches being churches.
Yeah.
And you got to kind of watch out for that. But when you allow a church to be a church, people do get the help that they're seeking.
Yes.
Inside and out.
They really do. And it's even, we've had some that have joined the church and then that church was hosting, and then that family that joined the church even became a host at that church they joined, and they had already went through the program, you know? And so it's just giving back, and we've had several families give back.
All right, the website once again?
www.familypromisewc-ok.org.
Very good. And the event is Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Bicycles, please, looking sharp, be sharp. 9 o'clock sharp.
That's right.
Everything's going to be sharp.
That's right. Good weather, too.
All right. Ashley, thank you and bless you. And thank you for all the hard work that you and everyone associated with Family Promise does. I think we need to recognize the groups that help those who are having trouble helping themselves a lot more often than we do.
Yes.
And this is a great way to do it with tour DB bill. I actually said it right.
You did.
Yay. One in a row. I'm on a roll. All right. Ashley, bless you again. And thank you. It is 8:50 and you are listening to Community Connection right here on K1. And it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home.
Let's face it.